It's time to pour a cup of tea and fall down a rabbit hole with us. You're listening to Six Impossible Things Before Breakfast with Jackie and Elsie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Elsie.
Welcome to Six Impossible Things Before Breakfast. And this is a Sixlet episode. And today we're doing Bizarre Royals. And let me tell you, there are about 400 of these that I could have done. So we will probably do this multiple times.
Like 4 million.
It was hard for me to narrow it down to 6.
Like, we could literally, not saying she's crazy, but there could be a whole episode about just Marie Antoinette. Like,
oh, yeah. And, like, I wanted to do Nero and Caligula, and I was like, I'm just not even going to get into those because it's so much.
Yes. I wanted to talk about those before, too.
It's so much to go over in a Sixlet. Okay. So, my sources are worldhistory.org, Wikipedia, NewWorldEncyclopedia.org, Ranker.com, TheTudorSociety.com, MadMonarchs.nl, the BBC, and Cointalk.com. So, the first one is Maria Eleonora of Brandenburg, 1599 to 1655. German princess and queen consort of Sweden, she married Gustavus Adolphus, king of Sweden. A year after their marriage, she suffered a miscarriage and became seriously sick. She was neurotic, jealous, and often given to language of unthinking violence, whatever that means.
Whoa, sounds intense.
The king wrote that if he died before there was an heir, she was never to be allowed any political influence. She was that crazy. After more miscarriages, she gave birth to a daughter, Christina. When Maria Eleonora was told the baby was a girl, she said, "Instead of a son, I'm given a daughter, dark and ugly, with a great nose and black eyes. Take her from me. I will not have such a monster."
What a fucking bitch.
So she was real maternal.
Lord.
She tried to hurt her daughter, who often suffered from accidents, such as a beam falling on the cradle, falling off the stairs, and being dropped on the stone floor, which was blamed on the maid. And I read that her shoulder was messed up for the rest of her life because of this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Gustavus adored his daughter and was fully aware that his wife was crazy. He spoke about it often. Maria Eleonora was not allowed to have a hand in Christina's upbringing and showed little affection for the girl. After Gustavus died, she really went off the deep end. She refused to have his body buried for a year.
Oh, God.
Forced the now Queen Christina to sleep with her because Christina was still a minor when her dad died. So she was queen, but she had a regency or whatever.
Right, right.
She forced
like Game of Thrones.
Queen Christina to sleep with her and stay in mourning. And above them, as they slept, was a hanging golden casket which contained the heart of the king.
So
she was. Yeah, go ahead.
She needed a whole casket for just the heart.
Like, I assume it was like a smaller one. And it hung over the bed.
I'm picturing like a full-blown like chandelier.
I think it was like a small golden whatever. It was probably more like, you know, like when they cream people, like an urn.
Type oh, thing. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was like, that's
but
weird.
I don't know. I have no
still
idea.
Weird, though.
She was in hysterics for the rest of her life and constantly burst into tears.
Sounds mentally stable.
Yeah.
Okay, number 2. Peter III, 1728 to 1762. Peter was born in Kiel. His parents were Charles Frederick, Duke of Holstein-Gottorp? Not sure.
I don't know.
A nephew of Charles XII of Sweden. And Anna Petrovna, a daughter of Emperor Peter I and Empress Catherine I of Russia. His mother died shortly after his birth. His aunt, Elizabeth, was the Empress of Russia and brought him to be her heir apparent. He barely spoke any Russian and had pro-Prussian... Prussian?
Yeah. Prussian was like a...
Persia and Russia, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It was a thing before... I don't know. Well, I should have researched that, but I don't really know.
Okay.
I think okay. It's like Istanbul, Constantinople.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think it's something like that.
You're probably right. So he had pro-Prussian ideas, and so he was a very unpopular ruler. Empress Elizabeth arranged for Peter to marry his second cousin, Sophia Augusta Frederica, who became Catherine the Great. The couple had zero sex life, as Peter liked to play with his toy soldiers in bed and make his wife dress up in military gear to run drills instead of consummating the marriage, which is,
and I'd
you know,
like to say, they were not married when they were like 14. He was 17 years old when they got married.
And he's still like, hey, want to play with my dolls? They would later have children, but Catherine claimed they weren't his, as they both had affairs. He was also a mean drunk who called Catherine a stupid whore in the middle of a banquet. When a rat bit the head off of one of his beloved toy soldiers, he gave the rat a proper court-martial and trial before he hung it from a tiny gallows that he had made. He was overthrown by troops who were loyal to Catherine and was forced to abdicate. He was thrown in prison where he died. Some say by stroke, others say by assassination, which would not be that surprising given
his
dearness.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was assassination.
I'm still laughing about the fact that he would play with dolls in bed and then be like, hey, you know, it'd be really sexy as if you dressed up as like a military dude.
Yeah, let's run some drills. Okay, number three, Charles the, that's the sixth, right?
Sixth, okay. Yeah, because the B is five.
And the I is, okay, I hate Roman numerals. Okay,
dude, right?
France, 1368 to 1422. Charles inherited the throne when he was only 11. He was first known as Charles the Beloved, but slowly earned the nickname Charles the Mad when psychosis hit him in his 20s. Charles' first known episode occurred in 1392 when his friend and advisor, Olivier de Clisson, was the victim of an attempted murder. Although Clisson survived, Charles was determined to punish the would-be assassin, Pierre de Crayon, by launching a military campaign. It is said that he was almost frantic about it, like crazy. He would continue to suffer episodes his entire life. Once in 1393, he couldn't remember he was king or even his own name. Once he claimed he was St. George, and even though he recognized the people of his court, he couldn't recognize his wife or children. Sometimes he ran wildly through the castle. Other times he would refuse to bathe or change clothes for months.
Gross.
He would have to be cut out of his clothes.
Ew!
He suffered from glass delusion, a condition in which he believed he was made out of glass. He would sit still for hours and had rods put in his clothes to keep him upright so he wouldn't shatter.
That is so weird.
And he's not the only one. We have another glass delusion, which is bizarre. You'd think that would be super rare.
I think the next one is the one that has glass delusion, if I'm not mistaken.
I separated them so we wouldn't have back-to-back glass delusions.
Oh, okay. I was reading through them earlier. Okay, number four. Joanna or Juana of Castile. Juana? It's like J-U-A-N-A. So, however.
Juana.
Juana.
It's Spanish.
Oh, like Juan. Okay, okay. Okay. So, Joanna or Juana of Castile, 1479 to 1555. Joanna of Castile, known as Joanna the Mad, was the older sister of Catherine of Aragon and sister-in-law to Henry the Eighth of England and the daughter of Ferdinand and Isabella. She married Philip the Handsome at 16. Ooh, Philip the Handsome.
Yeah, I saw a picture or a portrait of him. I wasn't impressed.
I mean,
but
not that hot.
They always say they have this great beauty, and then I look at these portraits, and I'm like, okay.
A lot of the royals are like that. They're like, this one was so becoming, and then you look at them, and they're like a regular ass dude.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had six children, all of which grew up to be emperors or monarchs. She was queen of Aragon and Castile, which would later become Spain. She began displaying signs of instability at a young age when she would become despondent any time her mother was ill. She was absolutely obsessed with her husband and would physically attack his mistresses on a regular basis, which, to be honest, understandable.
I mean, fair.
It is fair. Like, sorry.
But a queen was expected to ignore that, too.
Yeah, she was supposed to be on better behavior, which is why I can never be a queen. It is said, immediately after they were married, they ran to their rooms and flung off their clothes. Often,
they were very into each other.
Very, apparently. Often, she was depressed and suffered from nervous fainting fits. Whenever they fought, Philip punished his wife by avoiding her bedroom for days. Joanna would then cry the whole night and bump up against the wall. She was still madly in love with him. She began to use love potions given to her by Moorish serving maids. When he died, she was inconsolable. Philip began suffering from chills and a fever. After a few days, he was hardly able to swallow or speak, and he sweat a lot. Joanna, pregnant again, stayed constantly at his bedside and cared for him. Within 6 days, Philip the Handsome died at age of 28. Oh, he was so young.
Yeah.
She refused to be parted from his body and would caress it and would only wear black after that. 5 weeks after he died, she opened the coffin and kissed his feet. She had to be forcefully removed. During a wave of disease, she decided to move to
Torquemada?
Torquemada, yes. And took the coffin. I don't even know where that is.
I don't either.
And took the coffin with her. She ordered all females to stay away from his coffin.
She had, like, guards around his coffin so females could not get too close. Insane.
Like, yes, all these females just can't I wait to get with your dead-ass husband. Okay. She traveled by night only, and during the day, they rested in monasteries, deliberately avoiding nunneries. Apparently because she did not know that nuns were celibate.
Yeah.
When Joanna went into labor in January 1507, she refused the help of midwives and gave birth alone to her daughter, Catalina. She would have the coffin opened a total of 6 times over months. She was eventually placed in a monastery and her son took over.
Yeah, she cried. Okay, number 5 is Justin II, 565 to 578 AD. Justin II was the Eastern Roman Emperor from 565 until his death. His reign started off normal enough, but after the fall of Dara, he became insane. He is said to have snapped and bitten his nearby attendants and ordered organ music to be played to soothe his frenzied mind from the voices he reportedly heard. They thought he was, like, possessed.
Ah, yes, nothing more soothing than organ music, as everyone knows.
that just makes it worse. His condition rapidly deteriorated over time, and bars had to be attached to palace windows to prevent him from jumping out of them. Attendants had to roll him around the palace on a cart to keep him happy. It was even rumored that Justin had eaten 2 of his attendants, but many sources say that he just mauled them badly, so, you know.
Which is worse. That's all he did. I don't know.
In one of his rare lucid moments, he appointed his general Tiberius Constantine to be his heir and gave him the rank of Caesar. He survived only 4 more years.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay, and our last one is Princess Alexandra of Bavaria, 1826 to 1875. Whoops, there was some crackle there. I don't know if that was my fault or what.
It may have been me.
Alexandra was born the 8th child and 5th daughter of King Ludwig I of Bavaria and of his wife, Princess Therese. She had a fixation with cleanliness and would only wear white. At 23, she became convinced that she had swallowed a full-sized grand glass piano as a child and was afraid to shatter it, which is, once again, glass delusion. Okay, but like, you don't think you would remembering swallowing a piano?
Well, I don't even know like how they got that in their head. Like, it's due to a lot of inbreeding and a lot of,
you think you could open your mouth wide enough to swallow a piano?
Right. Like, you think that you could rationalize with somebody, but I guess not.
Apparently not. So, she would walk sideways through doorways and hallways to avoid breaking the piano.
You know what that makes me picture is when Anna in Frozen falls in the creek and she gets frozen and she like walks crazy to the training post.
Yes.
I just imagine her walking like that through doorways and hallways.
Just like clunk, clunk, clunk. Yes.
Do, 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 do.
Once when she vomited, staff threw a piano, I assume it was a small one, into her throw-up and told her she was rid of it. She also reportedly suffered from fear of touch, which may have led her to never marry. She was very tongue-tied right now. Sorry.
We've been talking for a long time.
We have. She was, however, an accomplished author and died at age 49. So even though she was crazy, she could write good books, apparently.
She wrote a lot. She wrote a lot of plays and stuff, I think. But
I mean, did they have to do with swallowing glass pianos?
No, but there is a play written about her that's about her glass piano fixation.
I'm literally cracking up. Like, how would you think a piano would even fit?
it's honestly scary that the brain can flip a switch and all of a sudden you think you're going to break.
We've talked about this before, like how the mind is so fragile that you could believe something like that. Because like, think about it rationally for a second. Obviously she wasn't a rational person, but like, you couldn't even swallow a piano. They're too fucking, like, you would literally explode. It's too fucking big. Yeah.
When I first saw it, I was thinking they meant like an ornament of some kind, you know, like a little tchotchke type thing. And then I was like, what? Because then I thought, well, maybe she did swallow a glass piano, like a small
like
one.
A little, you know, like tiny. A little
thing, and she was afraid it would break. But no, it was a full size glass grand piano.
Anyway.
Oh, but God. Like I said, we can do that 500 times over and still not run out of royals.
Oh, there are so many royals that are crazy.
And they're still living. There's still some that are freaking crazy right now.
I've literally been obsessed with watching, like Netflix and Hulu both have a ton of documentaries out right now about, now I forget her name. The Queen of England. Queen Elizabeth. Not that she's crazy, but I've been obsessed with watching royal stuff lately.
Occasionally, like once a year, I will fall down a deep rabbit hole. Like I'll think of a question about like royal protocol or something. And then I'm just like down a rabbit hole on all these royals. So it just keeps going. I mean, I'll be on there for like a whole day just looking up royal stuff.
I mean, because they have all these crazy rules and protocols and ceremonies and, like, things that they can or can't do. Like, it's endless.
Yeah, it's so weird. Such a weird way to live.
Ugh, yes.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week with, I believe, a cup of tea. If not, we'll see anyway, because I don't remember what it is.
With something, we'll have something for you.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And bye. By the way.
Oh, wait.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, right, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Impossible Things Pod. We are on there. We're posting funny memes. We give you updates about what's going on. So, if you feel like it, go give us a follow.